chakras. Chakras are believed to be centers of the body from which a person can collect energy. And they are connected to major organs or glands that govern other body parts. Its name, chakra, derives from the Sanskrit term for a wheel or spinning. Chakras correspond to vital points in the physical body, but they're generally understood as a part of the subtle body. And so just to clarify, we are made up of four bodies. The physical is the vessel that houses everything, right? Then we have the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual bodies. And they're outside of us energetically. We're held within our auric field. So our well-being is not purely a physical issue. Many more practitioners are now treating patients in a holistic manner. And that is to say, we are a body, mind, and spirit. And none of these areas function entirely alone. Each has an effect upon the other. So welcome in once again to Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Reverend Edvige. And I find this week's topic extremely interesting because, you know, it's really popular these days to have your pictures taken of your auras and your chakras and all of this stuff. And, you know, you try to figure out what all of it means. They have colors that correspond to each chakra, and you have negative aspects and positive aspects to each chakra. But what exactly does that mean? Well, my guest today is Christina Ambubuyag, and she has a true understanding and will be sharing her knowledge with us today. But first, all life experiences, and as we know this, they have an effect upon us, whether some of these experiences are positive or negative. We are impacted. And it is these negative experiences which can manifest themselves physically over time as disease. For example, perhaps over the years we've been in a situation where we've felt unable for one reason or another to speak our mind, our truth, or to express our needs and feelings. Believe it or not, the inability to express yourself can manifest as a problem in the throat chakra. And the throat chakra relates in the spiritual aspects to self-expression. Thus, if our self-expression has been blocked, the energy in this area will not be free-flowing. The life force or energy manifests itself by the efforts of its will through the seven vortices of the chakras and engenders your mind, your life, and vitality to the human body. So you can see how important it is not to create blocks. What's also interesting is the size of your chakras. If a person is spiritually undeveloped, the vortices of the gateways are barely the size of pinholes, and they barely allow enough of this life force to keep that body alive. Whereas on the other hand, when a person becomes spiritually awakened, tuned in, tapped in, turned on, the vortices of the chakras expand into larger openings and allow more of this life force to flow into the body and will maintain a vibrant youth and health of that body. If the chakras are allowed to open to the maximum size, a transformation of the atoms in the body takes place through mental transmutation, where the atoms of the body give off light, a light body, in fact. This condition is known as the transfiguration of the body, where light is emanated by the atomic particles of the body that are the bright, imagine if you would, the sun. So that energy becomes extremely strong and extremely bright. Your aura becomes really big and just amazing things begin to happen. This condition actually, believe it or not, is described in the Bible, well, the Christian Bible, and it's known as transfiguration. I would say that this is certainly a part of the awakening process. And so that is what my guest today is going to be discussing and what happens when you have those blocks, how you become mindful of where you are and to be aware and to really understand and to be connected to not only your, you know, the physical body, but what's going on energetically around you and how that has an impact on you. So it's going to be exciting. I'm waiting for her to come on now. And we will go from there. So now, before I get started, if you have any questions, please give us a call. The studio number is, let's see, 323 203-0815. And let's see if he's getting my message to bring her in. I think so. Yep, here we go. So very cool stuff. Please call him with your questions. If you want to know, you know, if you have an issue, believe it or not, you could be impacted by your chakras, by energy blocks. And so Christina is going to share with us how all of this relates, how you can remove those blocks and so forth. Christina, I am calling you on a number that ends in 1380. So I hope you answer your
Hello.
Phone. Hello, Christina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited. Wonderful, wonderful. Did you hear anything of what I just said?
No, I did not.
Okay. Okay. So I actually gave them a little idea of what your chakras are.
Awesome.
How they're, you know, streams of energy that's collected in the body, how they, it's a Sanskrit term relating to a wheel or spinning, that, you know, it's a subtle energy. So I also explained that we have our emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies all housed with, you know, so just that kind of stuff. And then what happens if, for example, you're not speaking your truth, right, how that might shut down the throat chakra.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to give a little background. So first off, tell everyone who you are. We know you have a website, so tell us about your site. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your I Love Intuition and your mission, and then we'll get into the nitty-gritty of chakras.
Awesome. I'm excited. Okay. So I'm Christina Ambubiak, and my website is iloveintuition.com. And basically, I work with women, mostly entrepreneurs, teach them how to develop their intuition and strengthen their own inner wisdom, their connection to self and connection to spirit, in order to really create very soulful lives and businesses, and do that through a lot of meditative work, giving them energetic tools, and then also creativity as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so in a nutshell, and I know there are actually meridian points and there's more than seven chakras and all of that, but for the sake of this conversation today, we're going to talk about the seven chakras. And so if you would just go over each chakra and, you know, its purpose, its color, all that little information.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and I really want to talk mostly about sort of the energetic, and you've touched upon this, like the intuitive symbolic qualities of the chakras, because there are physical aspects to the chakras, but I'm not a medical intuitive. And although I have seen the connection between the physical body and the chakras, and which is really important and amazing, the people who really kind of hone in on that, but I really want to look at more of the energetics and intuitive
absolutely.
Qualities.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. So basically, there are seven major chakras that run along the spine, and the starting with the first chakra, which is at the root and at the base of your spine. And the first chakra has to do with your survival. This has to do with safety, your security, and stability in the world. The first chakra is also the color red. So each one has a specific frequency and a specific color as well. So the first chakra is also should we get into like how each quality and everything and like when it's blocked
absolutely.
And not blocked and all that?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's
what
definitely
we want to do
in.
We want to be as detailed as we can. We have an hour, so we want to educate. We want to tell you what that chakra, what it's all about, what blocks
awesome.
Look like, and how to unblock it. And then we'll move to the next one. So let's be as complete as we can. And as questions come in, we'll go back and forth. But, yeah, let's get the full picture.
Awesome. Okay, sounds good. So if your chakra, basically the chakras spin in a clockwise position, and if they're spinning too fast, the first chakra, what tends to happen is you are very self-centered. You can be very overly materialistic, tends to be a bully, very controlling. If it tends to be blocked or it's spinning very slowly, then you experience emotional neediness. You have very low self-esteem. You can have self-sabotage or self-destructive behaviors. and can be really, really fearful within your life, experiencing a lot of lack and scarcity as well. So a balanced chakra, first chakra, is just feeling very safe emotionally, spiritually, and physically within your own life. And so basically, the root chakra is really your foundation. And I always think of it as, you know, when we have the stronger the foundation, the stronger our root, the bigger we can build our house, right?
Absolutely, like, because we know foundation is everything and extremely important. So then how do you build your foundation?
So one of the things is energetically really learning how to connect in to our physical reality. Most people walk around not even present, right?
Yeah.
And you see it all around the street, and it's like they don't even know how to be here physically, and a lot of people don't even feel safe within the body. And I think that's one important thing, is really learning how to get in touch with your body, and one of those things is through connecting, and I have an exercise is just connecting your root chakra into the earth. Right, so you can do this as a visualization or a meditation tool, and really just imagining your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, and then just connecting that with, you can use a red beam of light into the earth, and just feeling that connection. So that's just the first energetic connection. But to really look at a physical manifestation of that in your life is to take a look at knowing what your strengths are. Right? You want to know what your emotional strengths are, what your physical strengths are. What are your qualities that really, that you come into this life with innately for yourself? And if you don't know that, you can actually ask your friends and family for that. You can ask them, what am I good at? You know, like, what do you see as some of my top three qualities about me? And what do you
love
about me?
Be prepared for the answers.
Be prepared.
You know, and here's a really important point to make. This is a process of becoming aware of becoming a spiritual person is finding self. And so all of this is that path of expanding on their path of light. And so bear in mind, it's about your desire, right? A true, sincere desire and what that looks like for you. So really, really accept how it comes to you and not to take offense. So someone says something to you and you're like, well, I didn't know I was like that. I don't think I'm like that. Let it go. Let it down. This is coming to you so that it can help you, so that you can see where your weaknesses and your strengths are, so that you know what you can tweak and modify and move forward as we advance spiritually on this path of light. And discernment is another part of that. And so, you know, you don't know someone's motivation for saying something to you. And so it's always important that you discern and you really begin to connect with your God self so that you hear the truth of what is being said. And so those things are really important as we advance spiritually, that we become desirous of this expansion, that we discern, and that what we pick up and we actually begin to do this work. And of course, I say work, but many aspects of it are in fact fun, because as you begin to find yourself moving and just becoming aware of your physicality and then becoming aware of the aura and the colors and becoming aware of these spinning balls of energy in you and seeing them connect, as we're going to talk about, it's fascinating. And trust me when I say it's fun to become aware, but self-awareness is extremely important. Not to doubt yourself, not to beat yourself up when someone says something to you that, you know, you're like, whoa, what'd you say that for? So really, it's about becoming an open vessel. So now with that said.
Yeah, absolutely. Becoming an open vessel. And that's the thing with our first chakra is being in this open vessel, right?
Yep.
And taking divine-inspired ideas of what your calling is, things you want to manifest, things you want to create that feels really, really good for you, and actually bringing it from idea, which is like fourth, fifth dimensional thought, right, and spirit, and then moving that all the way down into your first chakra, which is physical manifestation of that into reality. And so it's important to be grounded. It's important to be present. It's important to know what your strengths are. How do we bring that out into the world and then act upon that? And we have to feel safe, right?
But
also looking at, you know, what do I need within my environment, within my own sense of self, that allows me to feel safe faith so that I can bring these ideas into this lifetime as
well.
Wow.
Something interesting just came to me, and because literally my team of benevolent beings gave me this lesson 2 days in a row, 2 mornings in a row, I heard them going on and on and on about intention and attention. And what's coming to me right now is the intention is that fourth and fifth dimensional idea coming forth. Mm-hmm. Now we have to bring it, like you said, into our physicality, and we have to ground it. Right? To that root, that chakra, for it to manifest. That's where you give it the attention. Thanks, guys. Yeah. That's what they were telling me.
I love it. Yeah, because the root chakra is where we're planting our seeds into the earth. And this is where we nurture it and everything.
And so
that's how it comes out.
You have to be grounded. Guys, I hope you're hearing this out there. You have to be grounded then to take an idea and to make it manifest and to move it forward.
Yes, absolutely. And to really start off with that, you know, because a lot of people can have trouble, and I'll talk about it later as we get up to the upper dimensional chakras, but a lot of people have trouble taking these ideas and putting it into action. So I always tell people, you know what, take one thing on your to-do list that's really important to you, but you've been totally procrastinating on it. And just take that one thing that feels really aligned and authentic that you've been wanting to do, and it may not be something big. And then just get it done. Mm-hmm. And then after you get it done, then sit in that energy of completion. Sit in the energy of, yes, I've taken an idea, I've planted the seeds, I've watched it grow, and now it's in front of me.
Absolutely.
And that's how you start to ground it.
And when it's in front of you, feel the energy of that, feel the joy of it, the completion of it. And now, the next time you have an idea, guess what? Because we understand vibration is a part of this law of attraction. And so now you have a feeling that you can remember and hold on to. And so now the next creation, bring that same energy, that same vibration, that same feeling of that completedness that you just had, and pull that into the next experience and the next experience, because we vibrate through it. We are energy, folks, and it's so important that we understand that we are not solid, okay? We are energy, and we have to understand how that energy flows and vibrates. And so, yeah, that's very, very cool. Thanks.
Yeah, and you know what? You totally just led into the second chakra, really.
Perfect.
Which is all about feeling and all about emotion and taking that energy and moving it in your body for full attraction, right? Bringing that energy and actually embodying it and feeling the joy and the pleasure of that. Because the second chakra is related to our emotions. This is our clear sentience, our intuitive ability of clear sentience, which is the clear feeling of energy. This also has to do with our creativity. And to really start to create the balance in this, right, it's a balanced second chakra, which is trusting, which is expressive. Mm. It's being able to attune to your feelings and to be able to act upon a choice, which is really creativity, right? Creativity,
absolutely.
People think, oh, I have to be an artist or I have to be a musician. But the act of being creative is really the act of the ability to act upon a choice.
Okay.
And to move forward with that. And so if you have a blocked second chakra, you tend to be really overly sensitive. You're hard on yourself, beating yourself up, emotionally unbalanced, a lot of feeling guilty for no reason is a lot of a blocked second chakra. Mm-hmm. And the thing is it's really important to start to exercise this ability to feel. Because if we can't feel energy, then we won't be able to vibrate that out into the earth.
Absolutely.
And out into the universe to attract what it is that we want to attract in our lives.
And by the way, the color is orange.
You are correct.
So, we love orange.
We love orange. Yes, and the second chakra, actually, that's located right beneath your navel.
Okay.
So it's located right beneath your navel. And also another thing, too, so is to learn how to get in touch with your emotions. I think this is so key to just really living such a joyful life. And I totally did a video on this today.
Oh, very cool.
On my blog. Yeah, and I talked about the joy of pain. And a lot of times we stay away from these darker sides of our emotions, yet we have to move into those aspects of that in order to really feel the depths of that, so that we can feel the depths of elation and joy and pleasure and gratitude.
Absolutely.
And all of the higher vibrations
because
as well.
How do you know, and think about it. That's part of the reason why we came forth, because realize we weren't cast from heaven, folks. We wanted to come forth to expand, because in that realm, those higher dimensions, it's constant love, joy, happiness, peace, joy, happy, happy. How do you really have an appreciation for that if that's your constant? So by stepping down in vibration and frequency and density and dimension, and then experiencing this physicality and having that duality, we mastered this dysfunctionality and we became adept at feeling pain, lack, all of those things that we've so mastered, but so that when we go back up that spiral, we have a greater appreciation and we're like, wow, I really can appreciate now the space of love and joy and harmony mm-hmm. being a constant, because I saw what the other side feels like. And wow, those are just amazing beings that would choose to come forth and to experience all of this, but it's the expansion that it's creating. So it's absolutely wonderful. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And also with our second chakra, it allows us to really fully engage and give birth and enjoy our purpose, you know, because it's when we can feel, when we can truly, truly feel, allow ourselves to feel, then we can fully feel our purpose, right? We can fully serve. And we can feel the needs of what people, you know, how can I be of service to other people in this world? When I'm in touch with their feelings and the emotionality of just, of other people around me, then I'm able to be of service in that way, you know? It has
Makes
to do with
sense.
Compassion and everything as well, but you can just really get in touch with the world around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's really important this day and age, that we have compassion and not just be so cold. You know, and that comes back for me to programming. We watch these programs on television, and that's why it's called programming. It's seeding our subconscious mind. And it makes us, it shuts us down, because we watch violence and we let our children watch violence, or they play these video games that are just crazy, and then they become so detached from, you know, what's real. And mm-hmm. so then the compassion is gone. And it's so important that we understand this feeling, especially the gentlemen who are paying attention and listening to this show. Get tuned and tapped and turned on to your feelings. Let that be your guidance. It really is our guidance. Understand this. Your heart has 40,000 brain cells. And before the fall from grace, we had our conscious thinking came from our heart, and we actually created from our heart. It would go out, it would come back to us tenfold, and then it would go up to source energy, God, and God could feel self. That was the whole thing. But upon this shutdown and this fall, we started to shut down those centers of feeling. So it's extremely important that male energy gets balanced and it can come back into a place where it can feel again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the second chakra is actually the center for our male and female energy as well.
So there needs to be a balance there. Yeah,
mm-hmm. There absolutely needs to be a balance, because we run both of those energies, whether we're a man or a woman. Mm-hmm. Both of those energies reside within us, and we have to have both of them. You know, the male energy is that energy of action. The female energy is the energy of receptivity, intuition. And so how do we receive guidance and how we act upon it is the male energy, right? So we bring those two pieces together.
Wow.
Beautiful.
So now how would we work on balancing some? If you're finding yourself that you're one way more than another, how would you balance that energy?
That's a great question.
I mean, you know, obviously we balance our chakras. We take pendulums and we balance our chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough to balance the two? Or is there something you actually should be doing, thinking, praying, meditating on that can, you know, balance those centers of feminine and masculine energies?
Yeah, you know, for me, there's the energetic side of it, of meditation and practice in that way, energy mm-hmm. healing. But there's also, to me, the very physical, active action piece needed mm-hmm. with it. So as a male energy, really allowing ourselves to be in this place of action, you know, And when am I doing too much in my life? When am I just taking on too many projects, too many things on my to-do list, saying yes to everybody in the world, right?
There's a lot of people out there doing that, as a matter of fact, so, yeah.
Absolutely, and you're running way too much male energy. You're in this place of, like, go, 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 mm-hmm. and then you're not letting yourself just pull back, relax, and be, and receive, and allow. And that's when we have to find the balance within wow. ourselves each and every day. I mean, even for myself, like, I literally have a space, you know, I run a lot of high male energy because I like to be really active, mm-hmm. but I also create space in my day where I just allow myself to be. I actually have, like, a chunk of time every day where I just don't have anything that I'm going to, quote unquote, do, and I
yes.
just let spirit guide me in that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. And so, you know, yeah, and I can see that because I'm sitting here working on my dissertation right now and, you know, producing the show and teaching classes and doing all these things. But my higher self has truly throughout the day, I'll start to pulse and vibrate. I'm like, oh, and it's time to go move away from the computer, move away from the television and just go and sit and be with self. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, that's that needing to have the balance. And when you get tuned in, they'll guide you as to yeah. when it's time to take that break, shut it off, and go find self and be with self. So very interesting. I really like that.
Yeah, yeah. And so let's move into the third chakra.
Okay.
And the third chakra is, that's the color yellow. So this is your solar plexus. So this is located right at your diaphragm area. And the quality of the third chakra is about personal power and self-esteem. This is about confidence and courage and self-control.
Okay.
When it's out of balance is when you tend to be a very angry person or you're overly controlling, a workaholic, judgmental, and you can be very fearful of being alone, insecure, needing constant reassurance, or you're overly concerned with what other people think about you or what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And a balanced third chakra is about being empowered. So having a sense of inner personal power, being able to respect yourself and others, being able to be spontaneous within your own life, as well as really, the third chakra is about being able to balance your ego and your soul.
Wow.
And, yeah, because it's about really, because what happens in the third chakra is this is the energy in where we start to find or listen in on our calling. And so we move out of ego
mm-hmm.
and the drives of the ego, and we start to surrender to, what does my soul want within this life? And what's really fascinating, just amazing, and I think is so important about the third chakra, because we live a lot in this chakra in our lives, and is that we have to have a real solid sense of confidence and esteem within ourselves
mm-hmm.
in order to heed to the calling of our soul.
Absolutely.
Right? Because it's like, I can say, yeah, I really feel called to teach. But if I'm so insecure about myself, I'm afraid what other people are going to think about what I have to say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let myself do it.
Absolutely. And so the self-worth has to be there, but not to the point of it going into ego. So it's a quiet
yeah.
sort of confidence that you receive, and then that helps you to move out and do that work that you're called upon to do. And so that's where that balance comes in. Wow. And that's very, very important. We definitely live in that place a lot, especially as we are evolving on this spiritual path, that we heed the calling and we do it within grace and love and balance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And this is how we claim the calling in this place, and we're able to move forward in it with aligned and purposeful action within our lives.
Mm.
And I think it's important to really, you know, to embody this within, to practice and to strengthen this area within our third chakra, is to really look at, you know, what's being called to through you? Like, what are you feeling that you want to share and give to the world?
Mm-hmm.
And then looking at any fears that are around that, and what is the aspect, what's one aspect in your life that you need to strengthen in order to fulfill this? So I'll just kind of ground this into a story. So like,
absolutely.
One of my really close friends, when he was opening up his business, he has a cafe, one of the things that he needed to learn was to just be a better speaker. And so because he knew that he wanted to have a business and multiple businesses and all this stuff, and he had to interact with people and get loans and like all these things, right? And he wanted to be a better speaker. So what he did, he started taking acting classes. And that built his confidence. So you want to ground it again back into action, right? Because we want to start embodying these qualities within ourselves. And so he started taking these acting classes to be a better speaker. But I thought it was so amazing, right? Like, it's just like totally just taking that, this is what I really want to do. I know that I'm not 100% confident in this. So this is the action I'm going to take in order for myself to feel confident so I can live my purpose. And do
absolutely
it.
Boy, that makes so much sense, and it's so beautiful. Yeah, I clearly see that. You know, I used to take acting lessons many moons ago because I'm like, I want to act, and I used to sing for a living, and so the confidence, because you know, it's so funny. I have cousins who haven't seen me in years, and they'll say, oh my goodness, you used to be so shy, you would barely speak, and now you look at you. It's like, yes. We were taking that action at a very young age because the calling came really young. It's very, very interesting how everything plays out. Really fascinating.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to build that confidence is just through action.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think that sometimes people, you know, to have confidence and build your esteem and all that, first of all, we have to choose to be confident. And then really it's about having the courage to take risks in that, so that you build the experience within it and you say, yeah, I can do it, right? Because I think oftentimes, like, I have to have confidence before I can, right? I have to do this before I can teach. I have to have this before. But really, it's about the experience that builds the confidence.
That builds the confidence. Do it once. You're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. Oh,
exactly.
I could do that again, but this time I'll do it a little differently. And before you know it, you're like, wow, you're a great public speaker. And, you know, the world's your audience. And so, yeah, it's fascinating. And life is causing us to expand. Allow it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. And that's what the third chakra, we're being called to expand.
Mm-hmm.
So allowing myself to claim that and to claim my own inner power and ability to take action upon that and to bring it forth and share it with the world too.
Very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on to that pretty green one.
Mm-hmm. The fourth chakra. Oh, I love this one. Okay. So fourth chakra, this is our heart chakra. And yes, it's a beautiful, pretty green. And this is located right at the center of our chest. So the fourth chakra is about unconditional love. This is the center of relationships. How do we relate to each other? This ability to be ourselves while we are one with another or one with others. It's also about compassion and harmony as well. And the really important thing to know about the fourth chakra is that this is the bridge. This is the connector between the lower three chakras, which has to do with the physical, and then the upper three chakras, which is all about spirit.
Wow.
And so the fourth chakra is the bridge between that. So if there's any blocks within the fourth chakra, it's really hard to take, again, those ideas, those inspirational, you know, hits or, you know, intuitive guidance, and then bring that down into the lower chakras for the manifestation of that into our reality. Okay. So to know what happens if a fourth chakra is blocked is basically we become possessive with people. Okay. We love conditionally. We can withhold emotionally in order to punish others. I laugh because I've done that before. So
we probably all have done that before. Okay.
Right? fourth chakra tends to be overly dramatic.
Drama queen.
Yeah. I laugh too. There's also the fear of rejection. We overgiving, which is really we start to drain ourselves when we're in that place. A feeling of unworthiness, and then self-pity. So that's when we know that we're our fourth chakra is blocked.
And so we're overcompensating, thinking that if I do this for you, you'll love me, is then an imbalance in the heart. Wow. Okay, because I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and I hope she's listening. And, so it's a heart issue you have. There's a block there because you can't do for everyone and not get that reciprocated, and then you feel out of balance, like you're being used.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what's interesting is that we are that's a conditioned response that many of us have been ingrained with, because we live in a society of you do something, you get rewarded, which means you're accepted and loved, right? So go do this, and then I'll give you the cookie. Finish all your food, and you get the dessert, right? And get, you know, do this, and you'll get the straight A, and you get the sticker. And your name is going to be on the board, and you get a star next to it, which means you're freaking awesome.
But other than that, you're not. And that is so important that we stop training people to be conditioned on their love. That's like, I love these women who, you know, they're looking for a husband, but then they actually pull out a sheet of paper. Well, he's got to be 6'2". He's got to be no more than 220 pounds. He needs to drive a Porsche. Oh, did I say he needs to have a six-digit income? And the house, well, we have to be in a 4,500 square foot home, and he has to make me laugh, and he has to be a graduate of Wharton, and blah, blah, blah. Hello. Good luck with that. Too many conditions. You don't actually understand the full concept of love. Love is unconditional. Mm-hmm. That agape love that comes from spirit, that I am love. So it's not like I have to love you. I am the essence of love. And in so doing, I have admiration. I have respect. I have joy. I have all sorts of other feelings that come from that space, but that we have to embody the essence of love. And then in doing that, you move in it with no conditions. It's so very important to get the difference.
Yes, I just got chills when you were saying all that. Yeah, and when you embody that place, when you know and you're just so connected and you just emanate that energy of love because you just fully feel it within yourself, then you live from the overflow.
Yes.
Right? Then you allow for that love to emanate, and you're never drained because you have so much within you that
and
you're just giving it without expectation.
That perfect person can find you, because just imagine if you understand energy and vibration, and everything you're sending out to the psychic field returns to you. And so imagine now if you are in this place of love and light and joy, and you are the space of love, imagine what kind of mate you can attract from that. And so that's where the focus needs to be, not on this list of conditions, but on you opening your heart and you being that space and you being that divine light that you want to come into your space. And however it then shows up doesn't matter. He could be, you know, if you are 5 feet instead of 6 foot something, you know, it doesn't matter. Get rid of the conditions.
Yes. Yep. And stay open.
Yep.
To receive, really. And that's the one thing about the fourth chakra. It's this energy of giving and receiving, which is really just one energy.
Mm-hmm.
And but oftentimes the imbalance becomes we give,
or
we
take,
don't
take,
know how
take.
To receive, or we take. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we either just take, don't know how to give, or we give, we don't know how to take.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to really understand how to live in both of those realms. You know, so if I tend to be a giver, right? This is how you know you're too much of a giver and you don't know how to receive, is when somebody gives you a compliment and you reflect it back. Right? Like, oh, wow, your hair looks good. Oh, my God, I haven't cut in like 2 weeks or like 2 months. You know, like you don't say thank you. You dismiss it.
Yes. Oh, You know, and that brings us back to grace and gratitude. And it's so important to be able to receive. It is a spiritual gift, in fact, to be able to receive. And you have to do that from that space of love, because we are mirrors of each other. And if you can't love yourself and receive, then how are you honestly a true giver? So it's really important that we become the mirror of what we're looking for. And yeah, so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then another element I wanted to just to bring up with the fourth chakra that I feel is really important is to be in the place of unconditional love. We have to practice forgiveness.
Oh, yeah. Wow, mm-hmm. That's a big one. That's a big, 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 big one. Because in that forgiving, gosh, you're letting go of stuff for yourself. It's about, you know, you have to understand that things happen to you because you're a match to them. And so when you can tweak yourself and let go and forgive, it's really the releasing from yourself that you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah. And you're releasing yourself from the past, too, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of your energy gets locked up. If something happened to you 5 years ago and you still haven't forgiven, your pieces of your thoughts, your energy is locked up 5 years ago.
Wow.
And you are not fully present here to receive guidance, to live your purpose, to share what it is you have to share, because part of you is still locked up and thinking about whatever happened.
Yeah, and it's so important to let go, let go, let go. Everything was an experience. It's to move you forward. You know, don't harbor ill. I mean, you can, because we can all think about boyfriends, girlfriends, you know, different types of situations we've had, and it didn't go so well, and it may have broken up ugly, and you're harboring ill towards that person. Realize you can't move on in your life at joy with still holding on to that bad energy. And so you look back on it and you let it go. Especially understand this, where we're moving in this awakening process, the door is narrowing. And I say this almost every week, the door is narrowing. That means we can't take all that baggage with us. Guess what? Harboring ill feelings from a boyfriend 5 years ago is baggage. You got to let it go if you want to move forward to your enlightened self. The load definitely has to lighten up. So you're doing a disservice to yourself to hold on to all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then again, forgiveness is a process too. So I think that's another piece of something to just be mindful of, is that depending on the situation, like, it just is a process. And it's important to just practice it every day, you know, really just check in. Is there anything I'm harboring?
Yeah,
is there
really
anything that I'm feeling, you know, just bitter about or upset about, and really practice. And I love the whole Ho'oponopono practice of forgiveness. What do you think is just so, just spot on, and really helps shift
that. And, you know, that's a part of becoming a conscious thinker, because when you are conscious and not falling back on, you know, what's already programmed, when you become a conscious thinker, then you are aware of your feelings in every moment. And in every moment, you want to ask yourself, what am I choosing to create in this moment? Are you still holding on to all those old things? And what are you creating in this moment? So that's how we become mindful. Okay, we have to move on, because believe it or not, time is starting to get away with us.
Oh, my gosh. I know, right?
I know.
Okay. So, we can talk about this forever, geez. Okay, so fifth chakra is, this is blue, and this is our throat chakra, so just right at our throat. And so fifth chakra has to do with all levels of communication, so our actual auditory hearing, our intuitive hearing, which is clairaudience, so that's the clear hearing of energy. It has to do with our inner voice, telepathic communication, and also creative expression as well, the ability to express ourselves in this world. So the imbalances with the fifth chakra, over-talkative, self-righteous, arrogant, dogmatic, or somebody who holds back from expressing themselves, someone who's unreliable, or someone who's kind of inconsistent in their viewpoints. They're always just like taking on different things and not really standing in their own truth. And then the balanced fifth chakra is about just being a really clear communicator, being able to express yourself, and to carry your truth out into the world, which is really what the fifth chakra is about, and about in claiming responsibility for everything in your life. Because when you claim responsibility, that what you have in front of you is what you've created, right?
Amen.
Then you can let go of the blame and then fully step into your power.
Absolutely.
And true.
It's, yeah, that's so important that we understand that everything you're experiencing is because you created it, whether you asked for it or not, because you gave your energy towards it. And so this is really about empowerment. It's about standing in your truth, your light, and understanding that you're in full control. And so stop blaming others. Don't blame God. It's like you created it. And so when you begin to accept that responsibility, then you can start to change your thinking, start to change your feelings, vibrate differently, and watch what happens.
Absolutely. And that's the essence of the fifth chakra, of being in this place of creative self-expression, because you take responsibility. You take responsibility for what it is that you desire, what is most authentic for you, how you want to communicate that in the world, and how you want to share your gifts. Mm-hmm. Then you're in that place where you can just bring forth that
Wonderful.
Into the world. Yeah. Which is beautiful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should we move to six? I know
yes.
we're running out of
oh,
time.
Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. So the sixth chakra, which is our brow chakra. So this is also known as our third eye, and it's actually really located in the middle of our head. So it's behind our eyes, above our ears, and just right at the center of our head. And this is our center of neutrality, non-judgment, our clairvoyance, which is the clear seeing of energy, as well as our imagination and visions. And a imbalanced block chakra would be someone who is an authoritarian person or highly logical, undisciplined, fear of success. A lot of times people who have schizophrenia, they have an imbalance in their sixth chakra, which I find is really interesting. Or somebody who sets their sights too low. You know, they're not much of a dreamer. They're kind of like, oh, I can't have that in my life. And then a balanced chakra, someone who's highly intuitive. They're not attached to material things. They're charismatic. They're able to use their imagination, very visionary. You know, I think the essence and the basis of our sixth chakra is the ability to see the truth.
Amen.
And to truly acknowledge what is really there in front of us and be present without judgment, without ego, without projection, without fear. Because when we can just see the truth, then we're not in this place of right or wrong, good or bad. Yes or no.
And that's so true because, and again, I keep bringing this back because where we're going, we're moving away from that. And so it's so vitally important that we understand these concepts today and that we move to the truth. And the truth may not be what you've believed for the last 20 years. That's okay. Just allow yourself to begin to open, begin to question and seek the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And to really be able to see when we're living in this place of inner sight, then we can see soul to soul. We see through the eyes of spirit rather through the eyes of ego. And this is that whole practice of namaste, right?
Yes.
That thing, great greeting of namaste. It's like the spirit within me sees the spirit within you. The spirit within you honors, right?
Mm-hmm.
That spirit within you. And that's that place of being able to see from our soul eyes.
Wonderful. And then we have the beautiful crown chakra.
Oh, my gosh, yes. The crown chakra.
The crown chakra. Our full lotus.
Yes, the full lotus chakra. So, the seventh chakra, this is right at the top of our head. Right at the crown of our head, this, we didn't say the color for the sixth, did we? So the sixth chakra color is indigo, and then the seventh chakra color is a violet, or there's something that's a white, but I like violet.
I like violet, because there's white and violet, so it's such a beautiful color.
Yeah, violet is just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So the seventh chakra is about cosmic consciousness. This is your knowingness. This is how you connect to your higher self. This is how you receive inspiration and guidance. And this is your connection to spirit and your wisdom. An imbalanced blocked seventh chakra looks like psychosis or manic depressive. a lot of confusion, a lot of frustration you're experiencing in your life, a constant exhaustion, an inability to make decisions, or having a sense of not belonging to anything or not belonging to, you know, just feeling alone.
Mm-hmm.
And a balanced seventh chakra is really being able to be at peace with yourself, having a strong sense of faith and connectedness to yourself and to spirit, and really being able to open to achieve miracles and receive miracles in
Absolutely.
Your life.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
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 And so they really all work hand in hand. So the upper chakras bring in divine inspiration. Your mm-hmm. heart then is the bridge, and it guides it then down to the root for it to take seed and shape, and then you bring it up and you take hold of it. You begin to move with attention to it, and it begins to vibrate, and you feel it then, and then it becomes, as it comes back to your heart, really, it then becomes a manifestation, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is so amazing. And it's really, and that's the thing. I think what's really important is that our chakras, we communicate energetically and intuitively with the world through our chakras. So if we know that something is not working within our lives, we can check in. What's happening here? Am I not speaking my truth? Am I not in my power? Am I feeling insecure? Am I not feeling safe? And we can check in with those mm-hmm. places so that we can take those divine inspired ideas and fully live them in our lives. It is
Absolutely.
All about growth and expansion.
Now, how would you, so, okay, you know, obviously those of us who know about chakras, we take a pendulum and we can tell when something's going on. We can just sense it. And you can mm-hmm. take a pendulum or something and spin it out in front of that chakra and get it to, you know, spin the right way and make sure they're balanced. Someone mm-hmm. who doesn't know how to do that, and also you can, believe it or not, eat the color of that chakra. So if, you know, eat an orange, if that part of mm-hmm. you is a little weak, or eat an apple or so forth, go stand on Mother Earth and connect mm-hmm. to Mother Earth. So there are different things you can do, but I would certainly tell everyone to find out all about these chakras. They're very, very important to the balance of your system, because they relate, like we said earlier, to different illnesses, to different organs in your body. And so it's fascinating to see how everything is so interrelated.
It is. Yeah, it's just beautiful. You know, our energetic body is so beautiful, just as beautiful as our physical body. And it all intertwines, and it all allows us to just really fully, to fully engage. And like you said earlier, just be this spiritual being and having this human experience, which is awesome.
Yep, it certainly is. Well, Christina, can you believe it? It's already that time.
Oh, my goodness. It is. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So everyone, obviously the show is going to be on my host page, and it'll be archived so you can listen to it at any time. And Christina's contact information will be there for anyone out there listening who wants to connect with her directly. I want to thank you, Christina. I'm going to go ahead and close out the show. So take care, and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much. So
take care.
Good to be here. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. So there you have it, everyone. That was Affirmations for Living, and really just exciting information. And so I want you to remember, you can always come to my website to hook up with me, affirmationsforliving.net. You can follow me on Facebook, on Twitter. I have a monthly newsletter that comes out, and always you can go to iTunes to listen to the show, or on Stitcher. The show's also a podcast out there. So a lot to take in, a lot to think about. But again, you can always connect with us and to further this conversation, this discussion, and just to expand and to help each other. So I want to thank you for listening today. It's been my great pleasure to bring this information to you. Until next time, be blessed. Bye-bye.